This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions.
We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. Few people can have as dramatic an influence on our fates as a really good teacher. And here's a beautiful example of the power of a great teacher from Douglas Adams. Douglas Adams was the extraordinarily beloved author of many books, including the very popular novel, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. When he was in school as a child, he had a teacher, Frank Halford, and in an essay that's the prologue to his book, The Salmon of Doubt, Hitchhiking the Galaxy One Last Time, Adams recalls of his teacher. He once gave me 10 out of 10 for a story, which was the only time he did throughout his long school career. And even now, when I have a dark night of the soul as a writer and think that I can't do this anymore, the thing that I reach for is not the fact that I have had bestsellers or huge advances. It is the fact that Frank Halford once gave me 10 out of 10, and at some fundamental level, I must be able to do it. So far back in Adams's education and experience, the judgment of that one teacher gave him the confidence he needed throughout the entire rest of his life. It's a great reminder of the power of our words in other people's lives, and especially the words of teachers. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.